paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope we're going to have our regularly scheduled guest, but in lieu of that, I thought I'd share with you some of my concerns. And one of them is the organized effort on the part of the Centers for Disease Control to get everybody to get an influenza shot. Now, first of all, there is no evidence that everybody is going to help you. I mean, certainly there's not been any decline in the death rate of the elderly since we started doing that. And large studies have shown it doesn't help children, it doesn't help the elderly. So why are we bothering to do it? Well, let's get into the background of really what I've learned through the years. It's been a very, very painful experience, realizing that sometimes things are not what they appear to be. And I'll simply use as one example the Last Supper, Leonardo da Vinci's painted picture, the portrait of the Last Supper. I'll never forget going to Italy many years ago and seeing it there on the wall, the original copy of the Last Supper. And how many times have I seen the Last Supper, the picture that through the years, and it really wasn't until Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code, came out, where he pointed out that the disciple just to the right of Jesus, there at the table, is a woman, the portrait of a woman. You can see that picture hundreds of times. But if somebody doesn't point out to you, you don't see it, what's really going on. And unfortunately, so often this is the case. You may have seen this portrait, and it can either be a beautiful woman or a wicked-looking witch, depending upon your perception as you look at the picture. And this is, of course, what happened to me as a physician. You know, I wanted to help people. That was the reason I was a doctor, there to help people. I made a good living, but it was primarily to help people, to save lives. And that's why when the AIDS epidemic came on, I really didn't understand what was happening. It was really about 1986 when I first really got involved with this, and it was very obvious we had a major disease that was killing people in America. At that time, it was primarily homosexuals, but there were already a number of heterosexuals and people had gotten transfusions and hemophiliacs and IV drug users who were coming down with the disease, and it was increasing in the general population so rapidly that it seemed only logical that we would be doing what was necessary to stop the disease, primarily sexually transmitted disease. How do you stop a sexually transmitted disease? Well, this had been determined, you know, 50 years earlier with the syphilis epidemic. You did routine testing to try to find out who had the disease, and then you stopped them from giving it to other people. And if they continued, you know, of spreading this disease, you put them in prison. You don't allow people to kill people. And so with the syphilis epidemic, they had routine testing for syphilis. Every time you went to the doctor's office, you were admitted to the hospital, you got a syphilis test, and that's the way I was brought up in medicine when I went to medical school. Certainly, you did routine premarital testing and routine prenatal. In other words, a pregnant woman was tested, and then when the child was born, the child was tested, because, you know, certainly there were, by the time I was in medicine, there were effective treatments for syphilis. But even before there were effective treatments, we stopped fairly well the spread of this disease by just using standard public health techniques. So it would appear that with the AIDS epidemic, we would have done the same routine testing, exactly the same things that I've described, only none of them were being done. Well, you know, in 1986 and 87 and 88 and 89, I'd gone before the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association with an effective public health policy which had been drawn up by the doctors in my area, who were sending me to the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association, which is like the Congress of Doctors, and they play the same little games that Congress does back in Washington, D.C., where everybody gets up and given a couple of minutes to give a talk, not that anybody pays any attention to it. But you play the games, you think you're doing something, you're thinking of being effective, and, well, eventually I did win the doctors of the California Medical Association around to my point of view, but that didn't do any good because the leaders of organized medicine in the United States, at least the people in real positions of power working with the bureaucracy, had no intention of stopping that disease and of course, have let it spread. Today, it's killed well over 500,000 people in America, another 1.5 million infected, going to die over probably close to 30 million in the world, and maybe another 50, 60 million infected. We don't know. We're not trying to find out. We're not trying to stop the spread of the disease. Well, finally, 20 years after I first came up with this suggestion and brought it up across the country, and at that time, you know, we were really leading this battle. We were on nationwide television and trying to get people to, you know, to address this disease as a disease. 20 years after that, 2006, the CDC has finally come out and said, we ought to be doing routine testing of HIV disease. We ought to try to find out who has the disease. But, of course, that was not the mantra back in 1989 when I went to the Centers for Disease Control, thinking that, in my own naive way, that I might be able to make some difference in what was happening. And I wanted to talk to them and find out why we weren't doing routine testing. And by that time, the CDC had recommended doing away with routine premarital testing. Now, we'd done it for years with syphilis. I mean, you couldn't get married without having a syphilis test. That was just a taken because, after all, if you had a deadly sexually transmitted disease, you were going to transmit it eventually, sooner or later, to your sexual partner, and that's what marriage is all about. And it seemed logical that if you're doing premarital testing for syphilis, you ought to be doing it for HIV disease, which was, you know, universally fatal at that time. So what was the solution? What was the public health solution to this quandary? If you're doing it for syphilis, you ought to be doing it for HIV. Why? Very simply, they stopped doing it for syphilis. And then you could stop doing it for HIV. And so I went back to the Centers for Disease Control. And I interviewed the number one man there. His name was Jim Curran, who I think was a very well-meaning individual, a very nice person. I liked Jim. I had a feeling of sincerity. And when I asked him, look, Jim, you're a public health officer. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. This is not my field, but you know what needs to be done to stop this epidemic. Why aren't you doing it? And I think I've told you before his response. He says, I'm trapped on one side between Congressman Waxman and on the other side between Congressman Dannemeyer and Dr. Lorraine Day. What am I to do? Well, I'll tell you the rest of the story later.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, I understand that here at the American Freedom Network, and I was just telling you about my experiences with the AIDS epidemic, and then carrying this forward to the fact that the CDC is making very strong recommendations that every child at the age of 6 months should be given the influenza vaccine, and it should be given on a regular basis, you know, up to the time they're five. They should get a couple of shots initially, you know, so it'll really be effective, and then, of course, have a yearly shot. And then every pregnant woman should get, you know, influenza shot in the first trimester, and all elderly people should get the influenza shot. And they know it increases the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. And they know it's laden with mercury, and there's no safe dose of mercury. And they know there's a relationship between infertility and mercury shots and miscarriage and mercury shots and autism and mercury shots. And yet they're insisting on giving it to our children. And the question is, why would the CDC be doing that? Well, let me take you back. I was telling you the story. It was 1989, when I went to the Centers for Disease Control. And remember, this is a long time ago, and so I'm just talking from memory, but I journeyed to the Centers for Disease Control. I met Jim Curran, and I asked him, Jim, why aren't you doing what's logical to stop this epidemic? And he told me he was caught in the middle between Congressman Waxman on one side, who certainly objected to doing anything to stop the epidemic, and Congressman Dannemeyer and Dr. Lorraine Day on the other side, who at that time hardly knew one another. Today they're married and both good friends of mine, but this was a long, long, long time ago. And, of course, it was, what, 16 years ago. Anyway, you know, he said, what am I to do? And I said, you ought to do what's right. And so he did. He quit his job and went to work at Emory University in charge of the Department of Public Health. But, you know, I had the opportunity to spend 3 days at the Centers for Disease Control. And I'll never forget going and talking to one of the chief men there, chief assistants to Jim Curran. I don't remember his name at this time, but even if I did, I couldn't very well put it out without the threat of getting sued. Well, I was talking to him, and I said, why aren't you encouraging, you know, premarital testing? This is a sexually transmitted disease. Oh, he said, you know, after all, most couples have had intimate relations before they get married, so why should we do premarital testing? I looked at him, and I said, you know, this is a hard disease to catch. You could have intimate relations 50 or 100 times and never get the disease. But, you know, with repeated exposure, sooner or later, you're, in all probability, going to give it to your sexual partner. And once you're married, that's, you know, why aren't you doing what's logical? And he looked at me, and he said, what do you want to do, pass a law saying people can't get married if somebody's HIV positive? And I said, well, don't you think they have a right to know? The partner has a right to know? You know? And I suddenly realized, I looked into this man's eyes, and I saw the face of evil. You know, it's been said that the eyes are the key to the soul, and I've learned to look in people's eyes, and sometimes you can just sense that they're evil. And I sort of shuddered. I really didn't understand evil at that time. I didn't understand the true nature of the spiritual battle and what was going on. But I met, other than Jim Curran, total resistance to the idea of trying to do routine HIV testing or premarital HIV testing or prenatal or antenatal HIV testing to try to stop the spread of this disease and to save the lives of innocent children and to keep people from spreading the disease to one another. 20 years later, why this has now been accepted, because we're trying to stop the disease in the United States. But 20 years ago, they were not trying to stop the disease, and everything was done to demonize and attack and vilify and frankly destroy the medical careers of anybody who got up and had the courage to say what needed to be done. And I really don't know why I've survived. I suppose maybe God has a purpose for me. I like to think that anyway, but so many of the people who were involved in this battle with me originally had their careers destroyed. Why? Because they wanted to save human life. Well, this, of course, eventually brought me around to writing my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. And if you haven't read it, it's still available. Every time we got it listed among books in print, somebody would come along and take it off the list. And, of course, you know, everybody who tried to get the book was told it was out of print, and we were blocked at every turn from getting it into bookstores. And we did get a pretty good run on the book, though. I think we put out probably close to 25,000 copies with the help of John Ankerberg and a few other people who distributed it, although some of the major Christian ministries would have me on but refused to mention the book. Because you have to understand, our Christian ministries have been infiltrated and our conservative organizations have been infiltrated. And so, tragically, it's so difficult today to know who you can really trust in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, anyway, Dr. Lorraine Day kept telling me, Stan, don't you understand what this is about? The AIDS epidemic is all about population control. Well, I found that almost impossible to believe. I didn't want to believe it, quite frankly. I didn't want to believe it because I didn't want to believe the implications that they were going to kill millions and millions of people. Well, those of you, of course, have seen my talk on planned population reduction will realize, of course, we really are people who want to kill millions, hundreds of millions of people, and probably 100 million people have died of malaria since we banned the use of DDT back in 1973, and now the World Health Organization is saying, hey, you know, that isn't really such a bad thing. Maybe we ought to allow it to be used again, but we have lost over the last 30 years about 3 million people a year. And, of course, in the underdeveloped countries, between 300 and 500 million people every year contract malaria and are severely ill, but they get over it. They don't die. But over a 30-year period, we've lost about 3 million people a year. Although they lie now, they've taken it down to 1 million, but it really isn't. It's about 3 million throughout the world. But they don't want the American people to understand this is the end result of American foreign policy. William Ruckelshaus, House, who back in 1973, just a year before the National Security Study Memorandum came out, which said that the major purpose of American foreign policy was population control. That was 74. But in 73, they banned DDT and began this cascade and this series of unnecessary deaths. And, of course, as we get into the background of the spread of the AIDS epidemic, and if you study the AIDS epidemic, you realize, of course, that it is a man-made disease, book by Gary Null, Full Disclosure, where he actually talks about this man who's dying of pancreatic cancer, who was part of the program that created the disease as a means of population control. And Gary Null tells the book story in his book, Full Disclosure, out of print now. We actually, somebody in the government sent both myself and Joyce Riley copies of the testimony by Dr. David MacArthur before the House Military Appropriations Bill in 1969, where he asked for $10 million to create a new disease for which there'd be no immune response, a new means of mass killing. And they wanted the $10 million to create the disease. That was 1969. And we do actually carry that. You can actually get the entire testimony from us. If just want one page, you can get it. We'll send that to you, a couple of pages. But if you want the full text of it, it is available from Radio Liberty. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927, we'll have to bill you for the full text because it's quite extensive. But if you just want one or two pages, we'll send that to you for nothing. And then, of course, we have The series of interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who just 2 months before Dr. David MacArthur testified before the House Appropriation Committee on Military Affairs in 69, I think it was May of 69, Dr. Dunnigan talks about attending a meeting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where Dr. Richard Day, the head of medicine or the medical director of Planned Parenthood, addressed a group of doctors and told them that the organization he was affiliated with, and he called it the Order, was really intent upon creating new diseases to kill off a large part of the world's population because there were too many people in the world and they were going to withhold treatments for cancer. They even talked about how they were going to, of course, make Japanese cars much more saleable than American cars and destroy the American car industry and build up the Japanese car industry. 1969, everything is planned ahead of time. We do have that four-tape set. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. So what was happened as far as creating new diseases, and then along comes Ebola and Marburg disease and Lyme disease and chronic fatigue syndrome and a myriad of new diseases, chronic fibromyalgia, all new diseases aimed either at killing or disabling large numbers of people. And we could, if you haven't read the book we carry called Operation or Project Daylily, that's Project Daylily by Dr. Garth Nicholson, one of the leading scientists in the world. You need to read it. Read it like an adventure thriller. It is a faction book. In other words, fact, but written as fiction. You really want to, because it goes into the AIDS epidemic and how it is genetically created and how, of course, it is not simply HIV, but it's genetically altered mycoplasm that does so much of the disease. Well, I went to medical school. We'd never heard of mycoplasm infections. You know, by the time 1980, after the disease has been perfected in the secret laboratory, suddenly a quarter of all pneumonia was atypical pneumonia, mycoplasm, and so much of the influenza people were getting was actually mycoplasm infections. They've released this on our population. There really are evil and wicked people out there. Not very many of them, but they're in key positions in government. Well, of course, you know, as I began to study population control, we look into vaccinations, and certainly one of the great advances of all time was the eradication of smallpox. But at what cost? There was very little cancer in the world before the smallpox. You know, vaccination came to be widely used, and whether it's some sort of a virus, you know, because when you, of course, take your cowpox or smallpox vaccination, and they were using pus from the others of infected cows who had cowpox. And whether there was a virus we were getting from the cows or whether, you know, it was just the attack, alteration of our immune system, I really don't know. But it was an artificial immunity, and we do know that whether it's actually caused little effect, we don't know, but much far more cancer today. And even in years past, after routine vaccination. So we did away with smallpox, and, well, we had a lot more cancer. Then the polio vaccine. Now, that was a great accomplishment. Here in the United States, we very, very seldom see polio. But what most people don't know, and this is covered in a book called The Health Century, written by Dr. Edward Shorter. That's The Health Century, written by Dr. Edward Shorter, actually authorized and sponsored by the National Institute of Health. But Dr. Shorter told the truth about the polio vaccine, the original polio vaccine. Dr. Bernice Eddy, working for the NIH, had found out that it actually, at least the Cutter brand, was infected and was killing monkeys, and she told them not to give it, and they gave it anyway, and hundreds of people contracted polio, and a number of people died as a direct result of an infected vaccine that the government knew was infected. That was the Cutter polio vaccine. And so Dr. Bernice Eddy was shuttled into another area for punishment for trying to save lives. And then, of course, she discovered that in the polio vaccine, this is the salt vaccine that was being given, there was a cancer virus. And as she came forward with that publicly, and by so doing saved millions of lives, because they had to stop using the rhesus monkey to create the polio vaccine. It was grown in the kidney of the rhesus monkey. So they switched over to the green monkey because they didn't have this simian virus 40. But she saved millions of lives by this discovery, and she was severely punished for doing that, never again to be allowed to attend a medical meeting or speak. So we have to assume that they knew exactly what they were doing, as they gave the polio vaccine all throughout the world that contained the simian virus 40 that creates cancer in every animal that is known. And we carry the book, The Virus and the Vaccine. They can't tell the American people the truth about this. Imagine, we wouldn't trust them if we knew that they were, had given millions, hundreds of millions of doses of this vaccine that produces cancer in people. But there are too many people in the world.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course our guest didn't show up this morning, so I'm just telling you my concerns about what's going on. Well, anyway, of course, as I began to look into, you know, the background of the vaccinations and found out that they had actually put a contraceptive material into vaccines that were being given in third world countries, you know, in the Philippines. I've talked to doctors from both the Philippines and Kenya where they had done this, and of course it was to treat miscarriages in women. And I actually, of course, it was rather interesting. I got on one of my radio programs, one of the world's leading vaccinologists. We were talking about the AIDS epidemic and the effort to create AIDS vaccine, but when I actually mentioned the contraceptive material put in vaccines, he started shouting, "I can't hear you, I can't hear you," hung up the telephone, and and we can never get them back on again. Obviously, they don't want the common people to realize what they've done. All of the evidence shows that the AIDS epidemic was originally circulated in the hepatitis B experimental vaccine that was given to homosexuals at three or four major cities in America where the epidemic started, and then the 10 regions of Africa where the AIDS epidemic started. Now, they put out a lot of cover stories. Oh, it was in the smallpox vaccine. Oh, it was in the polio vaccine. And they set up the straw men, and then they knocked them down. An organized program of disinformation, because we can't let the common people know what happened. Certainly, some of the homosexuals suspected what this was about. They had been targeted for death. 75% of the homosexuals who took the experimental hepatitis B vaccine in San Francisco contracted AIDS, and almost all of them are dead. And that's why this one doctor actually intentionally, he was a dentist, and he intentionally infected six of his patients. Among them was Kimberly Bergalis, an attractive young woman who contracted the disease from her dentist. He intentionally infected six of his patients to draw attention to the disease, and because he was so angry, because he was dying of this disease. And, of course, this was known by the government, and, of course, Dr. Len Horowitz was actually employed by one of the large drug companies, went down, studied the issue, and even wrote a book about it. But we can't let the American people understand that the homosexuals really were targeted for death. They were allowed to die in large numbers with this epidemic, and of course the blacks as well. This disease targets blacks much more than the whites, which is why it's never really broken out in the white population, and why in Botswana today, 46% of the pregnant women who were tested there are infected and they're all going to die. Those figures come from your Commerce Department, from the Census Department, because we're censoring the job in Africa, the epidemic in Africa. We want to know what a great job we're doing. And you would think with 46% of the pregnant women infected, you'd change the public health policy, but they're not allowed to. And when recently the government of Botswana suggested that they wanted to start doing routine testing as being recommended here in the United States, oh, they said you can't do that in Africa. Why, it'll drive the disease underground, drive people away. You might get false positive tests. All those phony excuses were used here in America to allow the epidemic to spread. Well, then, of course, we can go on to the fact that they knew that the thimerosal in the childhood vaccines was produced in the autism epidemic, and we knew that one in six children has it, some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and skyrocketing incidence of autism in America, skyrocketing incidence of allergy in America, and I believe all related to the vaccines. But the CDC assures us, oh no, why, certainly there's no relationship between autism and the thimerosal in the vaccines, which is a mercury compound, and yet they took it out of all childhood vaccines in the United States. But don't you worry, they're leaving it in the childhood vaccines we're giving throughout the rest of the world. And they know the deleterious effects. And we're still giving it because we're from America. And we're here to help you little black children all throughout the world. And the Warren Buffett and Melinda and Bill Gates are funding this disastrous program throughout the world. Why are they doing it? Don't they know the effects, the long-term effects of thimerosal as far as decreasing fertility and, of course, lowering intelligence? Well, if you have slaves, you don't want pretty smart slaves, do you? Well, then, of course, once they'd taken it out of the childhood vaccines, they began recommending influenza vaccine for every child 6 months of age. They began recommending this being given to pregnant women, the influenza vaccine loaded with thimerosal, to every pregnant woman in the first trimester. Now, you can get the influenza vaccine without the mercury in it, but they're not recommending that. You know, unless you demand it, why, they're not going to give it to you. And why take it anyway? There are no statistics that show that it is beneficial to children or to the elderly. And recently there have been studies that have come out of England showing that it is not beneficial. In other words, that there is no evidence of any benefit in the children. In fact, Dr. Yazbek, and you can go up on the internet, Y-A-Z-B-A-K, Y-A-Z-B-A-K-F, Edward Yazbek, has gone through the VAERS report, and those are the reports that are put out. They actually, doctors will call in adverse reactions after vaccines. And if you look at the VAERS report before and after they started giving this vaccine to large numbers of children, skyrocketing 2,000% increase in reactions to this vaccine that once it started to be using widely. And, of course, the number of childhood deaths related to the influenza vaccine increased dramatically after it started being increased, pardon me, after it started being given routinely to every child. Now, admittedly, we're talking about maybe five or six children's deaths a year, whereas before there would be one death every 5 years or 10 years, and now six, according to the VAERS. And the VAERS is only a rough means of being able to come up with the truth. I mean, just because you took the shot and then you died doesn't mean it was necessarily a causal relationship, but it gives you an idea. And, of course, recently the Centers for Disease Control has come out with a study based upon going over the history of, I think, 30 or 40 or 50,000 children in HMOs here in throughout the nation. I think eight studies where they claim that there is no evidence of adverse effects of giving children 6 months, 5 or 6 months of age, the influenza vaccine. You can trust us. We're from the CDC, and we want to tell you there is no evidence that it does any harm. But, of course, there's no evidence it does any good. Can we trust the CDC? Where are the figures coming from? They won't let anybody look at their figures. They say, oh, they're actually protected by confidentiality requirements. We can't let people look at that. It's sort of like the government saying, we can't let anybody know what happened on 911. We've classified everything because, of course, we wouldn't want Osama bin Laden to know what we knew about 911 beforehand. And when the CDC comes up and says, you can trust us, I don't trust them. And I don't think you should either. And unfortunately, most doctors want to do what's right. Most doctors really value the lives of their children and their patients. But there are wicked and evil people that's in public health who have a different agenda. When we get back, give us a call, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want more information? Call 1-866-577-9760. 1-866-577-9760.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
American Freedom Network, and of course, one of the great tragedies is the skyrocketing incidence of Alzheimer's disease. Now, Dr. Pudenberg is certainly in his 80s. If he's still living, I don't know, but he was a couple of years ago, and on his website, he had an abstract of a paper he had written, and he had been following people who had taken the influenza in immunizations over a number of years, and he found if you were between 60 and 65, and you talked 3 or 4 influenza shots, over a 5-year period, that 10 years down the line, the incidence of Alzheimer's disease increased 1,000%. There really are evil and wicked people out there. High government officials know everything I'm telling you, and the last thing they want is for the American people to understand what's going on. And when you understand that they are wicked people who create wars, the wicked people who create epidemics. They're working on all sorts of new diseases, frightening new diseases, at Fort Detrick, Maryland, as we speak, and we have, anybody who wants verification of that, we have a fascinating article, appeared recently in the Washington Post, and then no other publication about the violations of all of the treaties we've signed not to create new diseases, but we're doing it. We have to understand it's all done defensively. Oh, we have to create these new diseases because Osama bin Laden might be creating these diseases to attack us, and of course that's why we have to have these diseases. You don't have to worry; they'll never get out of the laboratory. Why, we would never do that, because we're from the government and we're here to help you. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you read the new legislation, the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, and of course the you will find that there are stipulations in there where you can be forcibly vaccinated, you know, where they can actually begin to move the military in case of an epidemic. Why are they putting that into this legislation? The Model Emergency State Health Powers Act has provisions for forced immunization. Why are they doing this? What is their plan? All I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is do not trust them. We've got Jeff calling. Hi, Jeff. Where are you calling from?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Denver.
Okay, fine. You have a question or comment?
Question for you. So these vaccines, now, I mean, just myself, for example, I'm pretty sure that when I was a child I had a couple vaccines, but I haven't, I'm in good health. I haven't had any since then. However, it sounds like these vaccines, because of the mercury, are they like a time bomb in your system?
Well, you accumulate the mercury. The more you get, the worse it is. And there's certain people who can handle mercury better than others. In other words, certain people can excrete mercury and get it out of their bodies. Others can't. If you haven't had any, since you were very young, and I just wouldn't worry about it. Just don't take any of the influenza shots, stay away. And if you have the dental fillings, you ought to get those out. But do not go to a regular dentist. Go to somebody who's trained to do it, and you'll find that on the website, www.IAOOMT, International Associations of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And you'll find the dentists who actually are trained that they take out the dental fillings. Avoid the fishes. Fish, certain fish have large doses of mercury in it, but, you may or may not, have mercury in your system at the present time. There is no safe dose of mercury. It was too toxic to put on the skin, which is why they outlawed mercurochrome and methylate, and they were putting thimerosal under the skin. But it's all right to inject it into our children? Come on now, do you really think we're that stupid? You're probably all right, Jeff. I wouldn't worry about it.
Let me ask you one other thing. This mercury, is it like I have seen products that you can do like a heavy metal cleanse on yourself where you use like Dr. Lorraine Day's type of diet, heavy on juices, and then you take this heavy metal cleanse product along with it, and My understanding of it is it attaches to these heavy metals in your body and they come out in the toilet. I mean,
there are certain things that will do that. You would have to know which one specifically, which specific product. But yes, there are methods of actually detoxifying. There are certain things you can put on the skin that's absorbed that'll tend to take it out. There are things you can take intravenously, and there are things that you can take orally. And of course, you certainly don't want to have excessive amounts of certain of the heavy metals. They're not good for you. But, you know, it sounds to me like you're not having a great deal of problem at the present time.
No, not at all. I'm just curious if this thing is like a time bomb in your system, you know.
Well, it would be if you were continuing to be exposed to mercury. In other words, let's imagine that, you know, you were taking your yearly influenza shot like you're told to do with the toxic doses of mercury in it, and then you have a lot of mercury fillings in your mouth. Yeah, you're sitting on a time bomb. There's a but, you know, if you're not taking the immunizations, you know, and although there's a very, very small amounts of mercury that we come in contact in the air, there's really not that much present time. And if you don't have a lot of mercury filters, probably you don't have anything to worry about.
Gotcha. Appreciate it. Yeah, people in Denver are lining up and paying $25 for the influenza shot right now.
It just goes to show you that it doesn't matter how stupid something is, if you say it often enough, people will believe. Why are they doing it? Where are the statistics that they're going to show that it's beneficial? An article came out within the last week in the British Medical Journal saying, why are we doing this? There are no studies that it's effective in children, and there are no studies that are effective in adults. Why don't you go to Do you have access to a computer?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you go to Dr. Yazbek? Just type in, Google in, F. Edward Yazbek, Yazbak.
Okay.
Yazbak. I pulled down this article yesterday, and we're going to be having him. I think maybe he'll be here with us tomorrow morning, as I remember. And he'll be talking about his analysis of the VAERS data, his analysis of the world literature. There's no evidence it helps. There's also some evidence that it hurts. So why are we doing it? To hurt children. To hurt the elderly. And if you understand that, if you understand there really are evil and wicked people out there, then we can understand the wars that were involved. And then we can understand why they're working on new diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland, in violation of the law treaties on biological warfare that we've signed. Then you can understand why they're trying to destroy the economy of our nation and impoverish our people. And all of these things begin to make sense.
Thanks
so much for calling,
Jeff. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience some Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Apparently, while we were on the break, why Fox News on television was saying how important it was for pregnant women and for children to get these influenza shots. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're lying. I hope you'll tune in to Fox News on television and watch this. And, of course, it's a lie. Somebody knows the harm they're doing. We have an excellent video, Dr. Ayoub. It's on the influenza vaccine in pregnant women and in children. Let me recommend this to you. It's a talk Dr. Ayoub gave at our conference last year. Get it and watch it and understand they're poisoning the pregnant women, they're poisoning the children and the elderly, and they know what they're doing. And, of course, if you would like to get the abstract from Dr. Fudenberg's webpage, you know, you can go up on the web and try to pull it down. If you can't, we'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. If you just request the Dr. Fudenberg abstract, it's very, very short. It says exactly what I told you. But you need to get Dr. Ayoub's DVD. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. You need to get our 4-tape set on population control, because, of course, it goes into the DDT scam. They knew the DDT actually decreased the incidence of cancer. Yes, decreased the incidence of cancer, and the people who worked in the DDT plants had less cancer. They don't want that. They want more cancer. You need to get our 4-tape set on the new order of the barbarians. You need to get our population control reduction special. We have a population special where you'll get the tapes and the 4-tape sets and the other information. You can go to my webpage and pull down free of charge radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and pull down the population control agenda monograph. And of course, we'll send that to you free of charge if you get anything else from us. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You want to be listening tomorrow morning when we have Dr. Yazbek with us. He'll tell you all about his studies on the influenza vaccine. And, of course, nobody wants to publish this. Why? Because you get into trouble if you do. After all, who do you think is funding so many of the television programs? Why, the truck industry. Do you think they're going to bite the hand that feeds them? There's a lot of money in these vaccines, and people are lining up to get their influenza shots, knowing full well, and at least back at the CDC, the harm that it's going to do, but they cannot tell the American people. Remember, it was the CDC that was responsible for stopping the AIDS epidemic. Over 500,000 people have died, 1.5 million are infected, and 20 years later, they suddenly said, gee, maybe we ought to find out who has the disease and stop its spread. The CDC told people, you go ahead and be sexually promiscuous, just protect yourself. We have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease in America, the end result of CDC policy. Do you really trust them? Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about the origin of the AIDS epidemic, the man-made epidemic, emerging viruses. That's emerging viruses. We do still carry the disease. If you'd like to know the origin of chronic fatigue and AIDS and the other diseases, a book by Dr. Garth Nicholson, one of the world's leading scientists, Project Daylily. That's Project Daylily. All available, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are at war. America's under attack today. Help us get the information out, ladies and gentlemen. The life you save could be that of a loved one or your own. Well, until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
A
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis.